Is he... Do you think he's coming back? Well, yes, I'm okay. I can stand. I was just walking home from work. Usually I take the bus, but I love the smell of the rain, so I thought I'd walk. And then he came out of nowhere and pulled me into the alley and told me to give him my purse. And my purse, did he take it with him? You got it. Thank you so much for walking by when you did and fighting him off. You saved me. I don't even know what to say. Yeah, I'm okay. I scraped my elbow, I think, but I'm fine. I've had worse falls. I don't know how to thank you. If you hadn't been there... Here, let me give you money. Please, it's the least I can do. You saved me. This money would have been his if it weren't for you. You didn't do what anyone else would have done. Two people walked by the alley. They saw me and they kept walking. Now please, let me repay you for saving my life. I'd say my life is worth 20 at least, wouldn't you? 20 is all I have in cash, unfortunately. If only the mugger knew that, he probably wouldn't have grabbed me. You're really not going to take the money? Well, okay. Are you doing anything? I mean, is there anywhere you need to be? Then, can I trouble you for some company? I'm still a little ways from my apartment, and I would just rather not walk alone. Thank you. This way. The rain's gotten worse, hasn't it? When I left work, it was just a drizzle. Now it's a storm. I work at the dance studio a few blocks down. I'm a ballet instructor. Yeah. I do like it. I teach a few different classes, mostly ages 8 to 12. Yes, it's fun sometimes. Other times it's chaos. Yeah, 12-year-old girls are kind of like dominoes in the sense that all it takes is one girl to start whispering and pretty soon they're all whispering. If one of them has to go to the bathroom, suddenly everyone has to go to the bathroom. But overall, yeah, it's great. It's a great feeling. Getting to watch them grow in confidence. See the look on their face when they master a pirouette for the first time. Here, lean under my umbrella. It can fit the both of us. That's better. So, what do you do? Really? And what's that like? I think that's great. I would love to hear more about it. Well, yeah. So, how long have you lived here? Okay. I just moved here a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from this really small town in Pennsylvania. I lived there for a while throughout my childhood, and then my family moved around quite a bit, but... Nowhere exciting, just like small town to small town. Yeah, very different from here. But, I mean, small towns and big cities both have their pros and cons, I guess. Granted, a small town's con is it's a 20-minute drive to the nearest McDonald's, and this place's con is that you get mugged in an alley. I'm just kidding. For the most part, I really like it here. It's been a nice change of scenery. Honestly, no. I don't really know many people here. I've been struggling with that a little. Meeting people, I mean. Everyone just seems so busy all the time. I feel like a hindrance anytime I try chatting with somebody. What about you? Have you found your people? Yeah, I feel like that's all it really takes, you know? It's just one person. And then one person introduces you to their friends, and then those friends introduce you to their friends. And before you know it, you know too many people to count. Are you okay? You keep holding your side. Okay. Well, here, get closer to me under the umbrella. You're still in the rain a little bit. Oh, have you been to this bakery right here? They have the best pastries. When I first moved here, I got in the habit of grabbing a blueberry muffin every morning on my way to work. Yeah, I broke out of it after a couple weeks, because it was sometimes making me late, since there's always such a long line. Apparently, people go feral for their donuts. Every time I've been there, they've already run out. Are you sure that you're okay? Okay, no, I don't believe you. Let me see. You're bleeding. He cut you. Why didn't you say anything? You're a silent sufferer. Don't treat this like it's nothing. You're hurt. Look, my place is just around the corner. Why don't you come inside? Well, you're not just gonna walk it off, are you? Don't be ridiculous. You're coming inside. Let's go. Come on. This is me. Come in. Take off your jacket. I'm gonna grab my first aid kit. I keep it in the kitchen over here. What are you doing still standing? Sit down! If you get blood on the couch, that will not be the worst thing to happen today. Now let me do this for you. Actually, I think I'm gonna need you to take off your shirt, too. Here, don't hurt yourself. I got it. Okay, luckily, it's not that bad. Hold this to your side to stop the bleeding. Yeah, just a little pressure. I'm no expert or anything. Dealt with my fair share of dance injuries over the years. None of which were comparable to a knife wound, but still, I know the basics of first aid. If the cut were any worse, I would definitely take you to the hospital. Okay, let me see. Okay, it looks like the bleeding stopped. That's good. I'm gonna spray it with rubbing alcohol. You ready? It's gonna sting. You doing okay? For a second, I thought that you were crying, but then I realized it was just a raindrop on your cheek. but I wouldn't blame you if you did cry. I know I want to. I don't really like crying in front of people. I'll be okay. I'm gonna bandage it up now. Try to keep the wound as dry as possible and change the bandage daily. And do you have bandages at home? Okay. You're all set then. You're free to stay here until this storm passes. Yeah, of course. It works out well, because I don't really want to be alone right now. Do you want to share a blanket? Here. The city gets lonely, doesn't it? It's funny how that works. That in busy cities like this, where there's too many people, it almost feels like there's not enough. Like the more people you're surrounded by, the lonelier you feel. Sometimes I wonder if I even belong here. Part of me wants to just go back home. Back to the safety of my hometown. Yeah. But I can't. Because I know I left for a reason. I feel like I can't grow there. I left because it felt too safe. You know? What's that saying? No one grows in their comfort zone. I always try to remind myself of that whenever I get homesick. Wow, is that a famous quote, or did you just make that up? Damn. That makes me feel better. I think most people would just say, you'll get used to it, or something. Which, you know, I'm sure I will. But it doesn't really help to hear that. What's your name? I never asked. I'm Sarah. It's strange how I met you 10 minutes ago and I already feel so safe with you. I guess saving a person's life has that effect. It's not just that though. You're really, I don't know, comfortable. Yeah. Oh, sorry, what were you gonna say? Oh, yeah. I know. I have barely any furniture. I need to decorate. I don't know, I just haven't. I keep meaning to. But yeah, it's kind of depressing, isn't it? It needs more color, definitely. A rug, that's a great idea. Maybe some paintings on the walls. A new couch. What, you don't like my couch? Oh, because of the blood stains. There isn't actually a stain, is there? I don't think so. Looks fine to me. Maybe I should get some plants, like to sit on the windowsill. What do you think? Oh, I love that. Thanks for being my interior designer. Maybe once it's actually homey in here, I won't get so homesick all of the time. And it helps that I've made a friend. I don't know, are we friends? You took a knife in your side for me. If that doesn't make us friends, I don't know what does. I don't think that's what friends do. We don't have to be friends. I want to see you again. Tomorrow? No, tomorrow's fine. And what time? No, that's perfect. You'll pick me up? You know where to find me?